My guest today is Charles Stark, a distinguished gentleman who has devoted a great portion of his adult life to the care and training of America's amateur athletes. We'll open an interview with Mr. Stark right after we hear this important message. Mr. Stark, the organization you head, the Metropolitan AAU, is a non-governmental organization. It's all volunteer, is that right?
Certainly. It is a governing body for amateur sports in this area.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you about whether or not you think the America's attitude about amateur athletes, is this realistic when we look at all the other countries who are paying for all of their athletes to go to Olympic Games where we depend upon the public?
I think we could be a little more realistic. I think the people should support it a bit more. But we are living up to the ideals in which amateur sports were founded.
But would this make our amateurs professionals if the government assisted in sending our kids over to representing them?
No, but there's been so much of this giveaway program in every other walk of life, and I wonder, isn't it being proved socially in every other way that it's a failure? I think a person pays something, irrespective of how small it is, towards something. They value it more. And I think whether people themselves evaluate this thing, it's worthwhile, they make a contribution, it certainly is. It's much more forceful.
What individual that you work with gave you the biggest thrill? Can you think back to the days of fellows in athletics who have come on and done an exceptional job, and you kind of sat back and said, I had a part to play in the development of this?
Well, in recent years, Don Bragg, and I don't think his own coach knows about that, you'd see an athlete sometimes gets a mental block. He would clear 14 foot 6 by a foot and a half. It went, the minute that bar went up to 15 feet, He was afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was judging the pole vault there one night, and I started to talk to him. I says, now listen, you cleared that last one by a foot. That 15 foot, you should step over easy. And it was quite a thrill to see him at the second meet, I think it was the New York AC meet, when he cleared his first 15 foot jump. He acted, he certainly put on an act in the garden there, but he was a 15 foot jumper right from the start,
uh-huh.
But just mentally. And it was nice to get a kid started that way, to have something to say there on a sideline, which didn't mean much, but was a big help, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Stark, I want to thank you and congratulate you on your work as head of the Metropolitan AAU. It's a real pleasure chatting with you.
Well, Jackie, it's been a pleasure to be here, and I certainly enjoyed being with you.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.